In 1930, the road crew came up and they kind of tickled this dragon. And so that disturbance of the road may have started the process of increasing the movement rate of this particular feature. And then in more recent years, you throw in climate change, which across the region is clearly causing permafrost to warm and thaw, and it picks up in speed. So really, in a nutshell, it's a combination of building a road on a potentially unstable slope and then throwing in climate change to really wake up that dragon and get it moving at what is now a pretty extreme rate.
Was there ever like a concern for the safety of the buses going through, or was it more about just an inability to keep up with that slumping?
So there's a concern about rockfall from above as being probably the number one hazard for buses, vehicles, pedestrians, cyclists that are going through that area. As the road slips downhill, the slope above the road actually ends up getting steeper. So the amount of rockfall and debris flows that are coming from above down onto the road have increased. That's a somewhat mitigatable by a big ditch. And if you were to go out there late this season or last season, you would have seen a giant ditch. And so we have a really nice rockfall catchment ditch that mitigates that, to some extent, at least, that rockfall hazard. As far as the slipping down slope, even, you know, at a 12, 13, 14 inches a day, we don't think that it's just going to go and the whole thing's going to fall into the river and a bus is going to become entangled in that.
Yeah, that's interesting. That is what I was wondering, like if there could be some big, like catastrophic event like that.
It's possible, but that's pretty unlikely. What we're seeing is just a real challenge keeping up with the maintenance. You know, having a road, an industrial road for bus traffic is a little bit different than like a four-wheel drive road for a Jeep or something. So the grade and turning radius issues associated with a bus require some pretty specific road specifications. And that's what we're aiming for when we maintain the Denali Park Road.
Gotcha. So what are we going to do about this? I mean, in the future, what is the fix for this?
Well, you know, when we noticed this kicking up around 2018, 2019, we realized that it might become unsustainable in the near future to just fill the gulch with gravel and grade the road. And started brainstorming and thinking about what we needed to do. And recently there was a pretty deep dive into the geotechnical features of various alternatives. We looked at a north reroute, a south reroute, and keeping the alignment in place. And honed in on the idea that the best option, sort of in rough draft, was to consider building a bridge over the landslide. And so that's where we are right now. We haven't decided we're building a bridge. But what we're doing right now is a very deep dive into a geotechnical investigation as far as the feasibility of a bridge. There's a bunch of science work and cultural resource work, surveys going on. So that's where we're going. That's process is going to occur this winter, probably into the spring. Hopefully by next summer, we'll have a clear path forward and we may even be able to start work late next summer or in the summer of 2023.